Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Cartman with your news briefing. Education ministers around the country are meeting in Canberra this morning to discuss why teachers are leaving the classrooms in droves. They're set to talk plans to address chronic staff shortages, including pay and working conditions. This teacher telling us casualisation is something they'd like to see addressed.
My school alone, half the staff are on temporary contracts.
A man is in a serious condition in hospital with head injuries after a fight outside a popular hotel in Perth's eastern suburbs. Police allege two men got into a fight outside the Grand Central Hotel in Midland at about 9:20 last night. 37-year-old man's head hitting the pavement. A 29-year-old man will appear in Midland Court this morning. Overseas, the US Justice Department is seeking to release the search warrant executed on Donald Trump's Florida residence due to intense public interest. The former US president's home was raided by the FBI this week. Since then, threats from pro-Trump supporters on law enforcement officers and senior FBI officials have surfaced online. FBI boss Christopher Wray says that's unacceptable.
Any threats made against law enforcement, including the men and women of the FBI, as with any law enforcement agency, are deplorable and dangerous.
And today is Red Nose Day. CEO Karen Lutzky says it's about shining a light on sudden infant death syndrome.
It's the 34th Red Nose Day, and what we're asked to get silly for a serious cause and donate now to help save the 9 little lives that are sadly lost each day to stillbirth, neonatal death, SIDS and fatal sleep accidents.
Over 50,000 tickets have been sold for tomorrow night's derby at Optus Stadium, with Fremantle fans set to farewell David Mundy, the Eagles naming Jackson Nelson to replace Tim Kelly, who's been suspended. And Port Adelaide chairman David Koch has declared Ken Hinckley will be the coach of the Power next season. The long-standing coach will see out the final year of his contract, despite coming under fire for Port's poor season.
It's maintained all year. Ken Hinckley is contracted and will be our coach in 2023.
That audio on 7 there.